My guest at this time is Hans von Spakovsky, a former Justice Department official who now manages the Election Law Reform Initiative at the Heritage Foundation. And until this week, he was also a member of President Trump's Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Trump disbanded the panel Wednesday, saying too many states refused to hand over critical data, and it would result in a lot of taxpayer dollars being spent in order to force the states to comply with those requests in court. And Hans, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure, happy to do it.
First of all, when did you find out that this was going to happen?
Well, I found out about the same time that the public did. I got an email from the Office of the Vice President just shortly before it became public.
Was this the right call, or is it worth the fight?
Well, I'm disappointed, but I understand why President Trump did this. The commission has basically been unable to do its work now for more than 2 months because of actually two things. One, as the president said, we have all these state election officials refusing to provide us with the data we need with state voter registration lists so we can do the research we need to do, but also because liberal progressive groups have filed about a dozen lawsuits to stop the commission from being able to operate, and the staff of the commission is spending all their time in this frivolous litigation.
Let's talk about that from a states versus federal issue. Should the states be required to hand this information over, or should this be something that, if it's going to be investigated, happen on a state-by-state basis?
Well, first of all, the information we asked for is information that all of these states routinely sell to candidates and political parties. So why they would suddenly think that they shouldn't give it to this commission that's looking at election integrity, I don't really understand. Second, the federal government is entitled to that information because those voter registration lists are what are used for federal elections, elections for Congress and the president. And obviously, the federal government has a right to see that information.
So in the time that you did have and the evidence that you were able to see, what did you learn about election integrity and perhaps more importantly, election vulnerability in the time that you were on the commission?
Well, we learned that there are problems all over the country. And, you know, one of the most serious witnesses we had before the commission in New Hampshire at a hearing that we held was some folks who got the voter registration list, the same information we wanted, from 21 states. They only represent 17% of the voters in the country, and yet they found more than 8,500 people who illegally voted in more than one state in last year's election, the one in which Trump beat Hillary Clinton.
We're talking with Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation, where he manages the Election Law Reform Initiative, and he had been a member of the President's Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. So, Hans, now what? This didn't work, but obviously you believe there's still a problem to be addressed here. So what's the next step?
Well, the president said he's handing this problem over to the Department of Homeland Security. I don't know if DHS will take any of the kind of steps they need to. They can't look into this problem without the help and cooperation of the U.S. Justice Department. You know, that's going to take Jeff Sessions helping them, too. But it looks like it's just going to have to be private groups and others like myself still trying to look into this problem and figure out what kind of recommendations we can make to the states and the federal government for solving the kinds of problems we have.
In one of his tweets, President Trump suggested there should be nationwide voter ID, and some states do have that. It's something that's generally done at the state level if it's going to be done. Is there a groundswell for that in some other states? Is there a way to do it at the national level? And what's your thought on that?
Well, I agree with the president. Congress could impose an ID requirement, at least for federal elections, and if they did that, you know, that would virtually guarantee ID for all elections because in most states, the state and federal elections are held at the same time. So the federal government does have the power to do it. Politically, I don't think it's possible because you would have a huge fight between both Democrats and Republicans over this issue. There are some states that are moving forward with this. Iowa just put in an ID requirement. But there are other states that are adamantly opposed to it, like New York and California, which are two of the biggest states in the country.
From either the research you did as part of the commission or research you've just done over the years, Hans, just how common is improper or illegal voting, whether it's from people who aren't citizens, people who aren't registered, people voting more than once. You know, even if it's a small percentage of the people who turn out to vote, how big of an issue is it? Because we just saw in Virginia, they had to draw names out of a hat today to decide who won a race because it was finished dead even.
Yeah, and that's a legislative district in which a group that I'm associated with discovered that in just one town in that district, Newport News, in the last few years, they've removed a couple of hundred non-citizens who had registered in that city and had voted almost 300 times in prior elections. So it's very possible that that particular race may have been decided by people who shouldn't have been voting.
Wow. Well, we'll certainly keep on top of the issue. I know you obviously will with your work with the Heritage Foundation and elsewhere. Thank you, Hans, for your service to our country, and thanks for your time today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Hans von Spakovsky, former Justice Department official, now manages the Election Law Reform Initiative at the Heritage Foundation, and he was also a member of the President's Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.